Proclamation number 8128, dated the March 18th, 1962. Faith in God's presence. I am present to you as soon as you make contact with me in spirit and in truth. But you humans still search for me in the distance. Only a few hand themselves over to me like a child and thereby establish the right relationship with me. The majority of people certainly speaks about a God and Creator. They believe in an exceedingly powerful being, but they also deem this being to be infinitely far away. They don't know that I would like to be in contact with them as their God and Creator, and that they need only establish this contact, because they distanced themselves from me and thus they must also strive towards me again. But neither are they capable of heartfelt prayer, that is, of communicating with me in spirit and in truth, or even just of sending a sincerely felt call from the heart to me. They merely use memorized prayers which are of no value to me, which I do not hear and therefore cannot grant either. I want to be called upon in spirit and in truth. I want that heartfelt thoughts are sent to me which will induce me to lean down to the petitioner, to draw close and be present to him. Yet blessed are those who have already established this heartfelt bond and through a prayer in spirit and truth motivate me to be present to them, to whom I therefore can also speak, in thought or audibly, if their state of maturity allows for it. You should only yearn for and allow my presence, for my presence also necessitates a purified heart which love has prepared for me as an abode in which I myself can dwell. But if you humans believe in a God with whom you can make contact, your way of life will also be a life of love, otherwise you would not have this faith. For faith will only come alive through love. Humanity, however, is devoid of all love. Love has grown cold amongst people. This is why a living faith is only rarely to be found, a faith which seeks me and motivates a person to make contact with me, for love is already the bond with me. The human being draws me close to himself and induces me to be present. And thus love alone determines the relationship between the human being and me. Where love is kindled in the heart, a gentle inner urging to reach me can already be felt. Consequently, the loving person will also pray in spirit and in truth, for the love within establishes the connection with the eternal love, with me, who can then be present to him. And once I am present, I can also speak to him, I can guide his thoughts, I can grant him a wealth of thoughts which he can only receive from me directly. I myself can work in him, as I have promised. However, my presence is always essential. Only kind-hearted activity will motivate me to be present to him. But how far have people distanced themselves from me as a result of their heartless life? They cannot recognize me because they are still spiritually unenlightened and thus make it impossible for me to take direct effect in them through mental communications, for they cannot hear my words since their distance to God, and even if their fellow human beings informed them they wouldn't understand. It is also difficult to make them believe in a God who wants to be their father, who wants to give pleasure to them as children if they look for this bond with him. They cannot believe because they have no love within themselves which would awaken the faith in the first place. Therefore they will not be capable of praying in spirit and in truth, unless great adversity overwhelms them and they call upon the powerful Creator of heaven and earth, who also created them. And if such a call comes from the heart, I will hear and grant it. Nevertheless, only I know the heart of every individual person, and only I know whether earthly help is a blessing for him or whether a premature call into the kingdom of the beyond is more favorable for the soul which can no longer find me on earth. Amen.